Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I'll be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracy in the news for the week ending July 22nd, 2018. And it was kind of a busy week. Donald Trump's been on a world tour, so to speak, and has been visiting Europe with the culmination of a secret meeting with Vladimir Putin. And, of course, the conspiracy associated with anything Trump does has been the big news. So let's just jump right in here. And my first story, Trump launches another birther conspiracy, this time about his own dad. During this European tour, he did some interviews and basically attacking the EU. Trump says the biggest global foe is the European Union. This is a common thread within this anti-globalist that there's a conspiracy of elites who are trying to control business and all political and basically trying to take over the world through this globalist agenda. So Trump, at the end of the NATO summit in Brussels, "I have great respect for Germany. My father is from Germany," Trump said. "Both my parents are from the EU, despite the fact that they don't treat us well on trade." The problem, of course, with that statement was that his father wasn't born in Germany. He couldn't have been born in the EU because the EU didn't exist at the time of when Trump was born. So it was kind of tough to that statement. But that's one of these. I'm just going to call it a Trumpism. Stuff that he says that is stupid. It's something you too expect that out of our president. Of course, making this claim, even though if Donald Trump's father is from Germany, then is he actually a citizen? And this particular article, of course, is more of a trying to point that out and trying to, in a way, kind of create a conspiracy out of Donald Trump saying something stupid. Of course, because at the end of the article, it says, "We can always ask for a birth certificate, though, just to be sure." So, again, this is an attempt at creating a conspiracy where Trump is just being stupid. He claims to, his father is from Germany. Well, I forget how many generations back. I think I'm about five or six generations from my family arriving here in the United States. Does that make me a citizen? Of course it makes me a citizen. I've been, my father, his father's father was a American citizen. That should make me a citizen. But here Trump is almost saying that, or literally saying that his father isn't a citizen or has been a naturalized citizen. So basically almost claiming to be a anchor baby, maybe. So, it's one of those, the guy should just probably keep his mouth shut and not try to be smart. My next story is actually it's kind of funny, kind of sad, it's kind of weird, but Sacha Baron Cohen has secretly been running a fake conspiracy theory website for months. Sacha Baron Cohen, in disguise as Billy Wayne Ruddock Jr., is part of his Showtime show, Who is America, has adopted this particular disguise as claims to be a PhD and had undertaken a interviewing with top political types. He did an interview with Bernie Sanders, but this character was running a website called truthbrary.org, which is a play on library, but taking the lie part and turn it to truths and creating a basically atypical conspiracy website. And no one was the wiser. Actually, that site never hit my radar until now when the truth has been told, this was all make-believe to create a conspiracy-esque show for the Showtime cable network, which was pretty good. I haven't seen I don't get Showtime, so I haven't had a chance to see this show. But I thought it was pretty good in a sense that he duped a lot of people, and that's what he does. He's famous for his character Borat, who had kind of tricked people into doing things that they normally wouldn't have done in polite company. Has gotten into trouble for it, and he's kind of getting in trouble for this. He created a viral clip of prominent Republicans endorsing a program that would arm 4-year-olds and warn against the evils of Showtime. Not necessarily the fake news, but a satire of the conspiracy world. And I like to see this. I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment I'm not sure if it's good or not, but it certainly is funny to see someone make fun of a conspiracy, of the conspiracy types. So for my next story, Rand Paul retweets a Pizzagate conspiracy theorist. Rand Paul, he's a senator from Kentucky, and he's one of the few Republicans who had defended President Trump's performance at news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and has retweeted a Pizzagate conspiracy theorist. Jack Posobiec is known for propagating conspiracy theories like Pizzagate. He praised Paul for an interview on Fox News in which the senator defended Trump for engaging with President Vladimir Putin. Rand Paul's absolutely correct, Posobiec tweeted. How could we ever stop the cycle of hacking and counter-hacking without engaging directly with Russia? On Monday, Paul retweeted Posobiec's quote from Trump and Putin's news conference, which said we would put peace above politics. Paul added, glad to hear it. Posobiec filmed himself at Comet Ping Pong, the Washington Pizza Parlor. Some on the far right alleged was the center of a child prostitution ring propagated by Hillary Clinton. Posobiec also promoted a conspiracy theory. The Seth Rich, the Democratic National Committee staffer who was killed in 26, had connections to the leak of committee emails. There's been no evidence that's true. Our elected officials who have bought into conspiracy theories, who is basically promoting or endorsing, this is basically an endorsement, which I believe is more a attempt to appeal to the conspiracy-minded and trying to, if this is their base, it's a pretty scary thought that the base that has been putting these people into office believe heavily into conspiracy theories. I'm not sure if those numbers are true. I haven't really looked, and it's hard to believe that even though 50-some percent of Americans do believe in a conspiracy theory, I think one of the biggest ones has been the JFK-type conspiracies. Many of these conspiracies that they're, or at least the people who believe in conspiracies, the numbers don't seem right. And why would Republicans embrace the conspiracy mindset? This is actually a very good question that I'm going to try to answer at some point. Again, I'm hoping to get some research done on that, at least maybe get some kind of idea. So another article on the RFK conspiracy theory. Apparently there is now a podcast. This story came up kind of late for me, so I didn't actually look at it. There just happens to be a letter to the editor talking about this. Of course, there's a belief that a person from Connecticut may be involved somehow, but again, I think this is more to try to keep a conspiracy alive. Again, we're dealing with roughly 50 years since, I think and this may be just nothing more than a attempt to keep it alive and to create build a conspiracy that someone other than Sirhan kills RFK. And then another article This is an article from the New York Post. Again, there seems to be an opinion piece that somehow from a writer for the Washington Free Beacon put out. Jonathan Chait's New York Magazine cover story this week takes the Russiagate conspiracy to the next level, linking President Trump to Russian operatives since 1987, when the then businessman first visited the country. And of course, this article, long rambling and plagued with speculation. I haven't read it. I haven't really found it. I shouldn't really comment too much on it. But it seems to be a attempt to perhaps throw another media spin on Trump and his connections to Russia. Of course, at this time, at least from the Russian hacking, it's currently there's now been 12 indictments on Russian hacking here in this, basically during the election. And a Russian agent is now a person of interest, apparently. I think that may be changing, who has had contacts, basically a link between the NRA and Russia. What her role is in this hacking, it's possible. Actually, anything's possible. The story is interesting in itself because the alt-right media is trying to shut down the Mueller investigation by claiming nothing's being done. There's been no arrests, no action, except that we have this new set of indictments and 12 Russian agents linked to the GRU. The GRU, as far as the Russians, it's an organization created by military organization. It's somewhat akin to the KGB, like in the United States, it'd be the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency. And this would be the Russian counterparts. The KGB, of course, had been the Russian secret police, secret intelligence gathering unit. The GRU would be the army's version of the KGB, which of course would be collecting military intelligence, mostly responsible for information for the army to use in the event of war and so on, and collecting military intelligence, of course analyzing and all that's involved with that. And apparently two units within the GRU were created. One was to hack into the Democratic National Committee's computers. Another one was used to disseminate false information to the American people. And the ranking members of these two units have been identified and have been indicted by a court here in the United States. It's hard to... I didn't really look too far what's happening now. How are these people? Are these people going to be extradited? Probably not. There's talk about interviewing them in Russia, that maybe trying to get that information. Maybe they're innocent. There's that aspect. I don't know where that is. But certainly with these indictments, with the arrest of Manafort and other players in all this, it's going to be tough to now shut down this investigation. And of course, to date, there's still no connection to Donald Trump, though there are people within the Trump organization that are no longer with the organization. Flynn and a few other characters have been cashiered out, but it's certainly a possibility that this investigation is creeping ever closer to Donald Trump. So trying to tear down that investigation, tear that facade down. Of course, many of the alt-right have tried to put down those who have been exercising their free speech, or at least attack, not really. The idea is that they're going after the people who are attacking, instead of defending Trump, they're attacking those who are attacking Trump. Kind of a, seems like almost like a ad hominem, oh, maybe a straw man type argument. So certainly this is one of those articles that are trying to create a conspiracy as a jab against the liberals in the United States who are certainly concerned that our elections may have been hacked and that it is probably more important, at least from a, I guess, from a patriotic. A patriot wouldn't stand for foreign interference in our elections. A patriot should also be opposed to the United States interfering with foreign elections. So I think, in a sense, of course, part of this the Russian interference is revenge for America's involvement in Russian politics. Mostly it's been directed at Hillary Clinton and apparently comments she made to Russia, mostly along the lines of Russia's invasion, or I'm not really sure what happened in Crimea. So was this them leaving Ukraine to return to the old Russia, or what their status really is? I'm getting a lot of conflicting reports. So I'm not sure there, but Hillary certainly had sided against Russia in their action in Crimea and their invasion of Ukraine. And of course, Putin believing that this was a attempt to manipulate voters in Russia has now turned and went after, basically went at, wasn't so much, it sounds more, at least from what I'm beginning to see, it wasn't so much to get Donald Trump in office, but to keep Hillary out of office. Apparently there were some payments to Jill Stein and her campaign via a Russian, but I don't know if that's been substantiated yet. So, I'm not going to delve into that too much. So certainly we got it's a weird situation. I don't think anybody really knows what's going on. Hopefully it gets resolved somehow. I don't know. So I hate leaving the show like this, but that is pretty much what I've got for the past week. So that's pretty much the show. The only announcements I have is I was on the Skeptic Zone. Was interviewed by Maynard, and that came out July 21st. So I'll place a link so you can find the show, and you can hear me there on their podcast. I think I got my malware, whatever it is, kind of nailed down. There's still some weirdness. You might run into if you go to MikeBowler.com. And you might get a blank page. I don't know what's going on there. I think it has something to do with the cache not clearing properly or something like that. I got to take a look at it, figure that one out. But other than that, I think everything should be good. I don't really have any plans since my next episode will be episode 100. So I don't really have a plan. I mean, I guess maybe just see what maybe I might do something, but don't. Don't be expecting anything special for my 100th show. So, but certainly stick around. Like to thank you for listening. This is episode 99, recorded July 22nd, 2018. Thank you and good night.